Last week at midnight, Hungary's National Broadcasting Authority pulled the plug on the country's most popular commercial radio station, Slaka Radio, and its rival network, Danubius Radio. The authority's boss resigned over suspicions of political interference and corruption in the decision to terminate the licenses of the two foreign-owned networks. Instead, the frequencies were given to local players with close ties to the ruling socialists and the main center-right opposition party, Fidesz. Media observers fear they will funnel money to these parties and people controlling the stations via separate firms, while in reality providing much less revenue to the state. Shortly before it went off air, an emotional managing director of American-owned Slaka Radio, Edina Hale, told her listeners authorities have misused their power.
Kedves barátaink, az utolsó szójogán szólok most önökhöz.
Dear friends, this is a sad day. After 12 years, Schlager Radio will have to leave. We will fight against this decision because it is fundamentally flawed, and our 3.5 million listeners each week on a population of 10 million deserve better. We must together defend independent and objective media in Hungary. May God bless you.
But the governing socialists and the opposition Fidesz party have been uncharacteristically united in defending the decision to ban the station from the airwaves. Fidesz suggested that politicians demanding a parliamentary investigation represent only narrow foreign economic interests. That seems at odds with data provided by US-based Emis Communications, which won the broadcasting license for Slaka Radio in 1997. The company said it invested $170 million in Hungary, employed an all-Hungarian staff, and operated in, quote, a completely transparent and politically non-partisan manner. Foreign-backed broadcasters aren't alone in complaining about political meddling and alleged corruption. Recently, representatives of French group Suez Environnement were knocking at closed doors after the local council of the southern town of Page seized control of its waterworks. Municipal authorities had granted Suez a minority 48% stake in the plant until 2020. But then in October, it terminated the French firm's contract and passed control of the city's water utilities to a new local company. These are not isolated cases. In the annual Corruption Perception Index of watchdog Transparency International, Hungary is placed only 21st among European countries. In front of cameras, ambassadors of 9 wealthy nations met Hungarian Prime Minister Gordon Bánay this week to express their concern about the situation. Speaking in Hungary's Gothic Parliament building, Mr. Bánay admitted that his country has a transparency problem.
Hungary cannot develop more if we are not ranked higher by the international community. I have assured the ambassadors that my government will immediately investigate any complaint relating to foreign investments.
The talks followed an open letter signed by the embassies of Belgium, Britain, France, Germany, Japan, the Netherlands, Norway, Switzerland, and the United States. They wrote, "It is with great concern that we hear of significant new instances of non-transparent behavior affecting investors in such areas as public utilities, broadcasting, and elements of the nation's transport infrastructure." Speaking for the group, French Ambassador to Hungary René Radeau defended the letter.
Le communiqué.
He says the ambassadors made it clear their message did not include any element of aggression, but a call to respect laws and transparency, especially in tender procedures. As diplomatic wrangling and court cases continue, people in Budapest have started taking matters in their own hands. There have been rallies in support of Slaka Radio and Danubius Radio. Protesters expressed their sadness that networks they grew up with are no longer there. Car drivers have joined in as they miss the pop music they came to like while standing in the capital's notorious traffic jams. It seems difficult for authorities to silence their voices. Western diplomats have warned there is little time for Hungary to change non-transparent behavior, saying it could discourage foreign investments at a time when the country is suffering its deepest recession in years. Hungary's central bank says foreign direct investment in Hungary already declined from 4.4 billion euros in 2008 to 1.5 billion euros this year. Stefan Bos, Deutsche Welle Radio, Budapest.